This is a CKTZ News Update. I'm Lonnie Taylor. Jennifer Pickford is an award-winning filmmaker, and Cortez youth have the opportunity to learn from Pickford at two upcoming summer youth program camps in the next couple of weeks. I caught up with Jennifer to find out more about this unique opportunity. Thanks for taking the time. How's your day going?
Oh, my day was going okay. Scrambling to get everything together to get up to Cortez tomorrow. It's always a bit of a challenge to pull everything together and go up there, but I'm getting her done.
Where are you coming from, Jennifer?
I'm currently in Victoria. I live here half time. I've got the city life and the country life and a mixture of both. And I have to say, I like both for different reasons. So I live on Cortez kind of half time.
So is this your first time offering through the summer youth recreation program?
It is, actually. I've also had programs in the Comox Valley through the Link Center and also on Denman Island through Denman Island Community School.
And tell me, Jennifer, a little bit about your background and what it is you do in film.
I graduated from Emily Carr back in the 90s. I'm dating myself here, which is now Emily Carr University on Granville Island in Vancouver, where I first learned all about film and video. Now it's considered media arts, but at the time it was film and video, the program that I took there. Then I went on to put together my own video production company. Actually, I did spend some time in the film industry in Vancouver, working as a sound boom operator and a sound person. And then I also went on from there to work in an administrative role, I'd say, for independent producers in Victoria, documentary producers. And from there, I decided I'd like to branch out and do my own thing. So I established my company, Pickford Productions, in the Comox Valley. From there, I went on to do smaller scale projects and corporate videos. And basically, I did whatever I could to stay afloat while I was pursuing these bigger projects, which were documentary films about generally to do with the environment. I've always been interested in films to do with environmental activism. That's been my form of activism, is making these documentary films.
Nice. How long have you been on Cortez now, spending time here?
I've been here, I guess I first started visiting Cortez around the pandemic, so 2020. And I was traveling back and forth, and then I started to call it home within a couple years. And now I definitely do call it home.
Nice. Okay. How did you get connected with the SCCA summer youth program?
I actually did hear they were looking for some people to put together proposals for their summer program series. And then I decided, okay, I've done that in the past, so why not do it here on Cortez? It seemed like it might be a great fit. I just contacted them and I had the opportunity to put together a proposal. And I've been working on getting the word out over the last few weeks about these two summer camps. I call them camps because to me they are, because they're happening this summer and they're for youth. And that kind of brings a fun overtone to them. These two summer camps that are happening next week and the following are to do with filmmaking, but from two kind of different points of view. One would be from being in front of the camera. One would be from being behind the camera.
Oh, I love how you put that. Which is which?
Okay, so the first camp, which runs next week from the 7th to the 10th in the mornings from 10 to 12:30, is called Acting for the Camera. And so essentially acting from the camera is for people that are, I guess we call them youths or kids, but students as well, who are interested in learning about how to be confident in front of a camera, be it a video camera, film camera, or even a still camera. So basically this program consists of just fun exercises to help the students warm up to each other, work on their timing and humor, heighten their listening skills and also acquire some awareness of their bodies. And then from there, we move on to helping them respond to direction, as in listening to the person who is directing the scene behind the camera so that they can begin to function as a team with the filmmaker. This is a very introductory course, but it's the intention, I guess, would be to have the students become more aware of what it's like to act. And then the camera is there and they're comfortable with the camera, then they can go on to just feel free to act and not feel so self-conscious about the camera itself and what's expected of them. And so the second program, which is happening the following week, is called Be the Media. Now, this is a very different program from the acting one because this is more to do with making films. So in this particular camp, the students will explore digital video content creation. So this is an opportunity for them to make their own short films, very short films. But the idea is that they can actually upload these films to independent media outlets. So I think this program will be of interest to youth because they'll get, maybe for the first time in their lives, to express their own point of view, their individual unique point of view online.
And what is the age range for these camps?
So the first camp, which is the acting camp, the age range is 9 to 13. And the second one is 13 to 17. And we're also encouraging students that are in the first camp, the acting camp, to stay in touch with us because they may want to be part of the second camp in the sense that they may want to be on camera. They may be getting excited about being in front of the camera. And some of the students in the second camp might really be glad that they've got some actors.
Yeah, wow, that sounds like it would really complement each other.
Yeah, hopefully, yeah. They will complement each other. And some of the students might, if they're 13, might be able to be in both camps as well.
Very neat. Cool, Jennifer. If this goes well, do you have any intention to do it again or offer any other types of filmmaking workshops on Cortez Island?
I'm absolutely open to running another camp or even creating a longer version of the program for Cortez Island Academy or for other homeschooled programs. But yes, so I'm open to seeing what evolves. It's exciting, actually, where we can go with this.
Very cool. Is there anything else you want to share with us about these unique offerings?
I guess I'd just like to share that I think this would be a lot of fun for the kids on Cortez to be a part of. If anything, I think it's going to be very helpful for showing them how they can integrate this kind of media into their lives and have it not be something that's beyond their capacity, that anybody can really make a film and have an impact and use their voice and have something to say. And anybody can have a presence on camera and really express themselves creatively. And I'm really looking forward to seeing some youths come sign up and be a part of this. And I think it's going to be a lot of fun.
It sounds like it's very student driven. Is there any specific theme to the content that they will be creating, or will the students be getting to come up with their own subjects?
Yes, absolutely. As I mentioned, I believe that every youth has a unique story to tell. And so today, the lines between traditional media and independent outlets and social networks are becoming more blurred, which really allows for anyone to easily express their own point of view. So really, they're going to be encouraged to find their voice in a way, think about what's really important to them and what they would love to share with the world. And actually, the world is really excited to hear what they have to say.
You are an award-winning filmmaker.
Yes. So I am an award-winning filmmaker in two senses of that, in two places where I was categories. I did win the Victoria Crimes Columnist Award for Achievement in Entertainment for their Top 40 Under 40 Awards. So I did win that, and which I was very pleased about. And I have also won quite a few awards with my latest film, which is Sacred India, A Plastic Revolution. And that's a feature film about the plastic pollution problem in India, as you might guess from the title. And that's shown at many festivals around the world recently. And I did win awards from different festivals.
The film sounds amazing. So, wow, you've been really busy.
Yes, I have. I am really, I have to say that I do work at a pace that is, for me, it's doable. I'm not always going for it. I tend to be quite contemplative, and a lot of research is involved in making these films. And I have to say that Sacred India, Plastic Revolution took me 6 years to make. So it wasn't like I was really going for it to that extent the whole time, because of course I was getting my master's degree from the University of Glasgow while I was making it. And I was doing some traveling and working on other projects. But one thing that's nice, Lonnie, about working for yourself is you can set your own pace. And I really like to do that. I like to be able to just work on a project. I love all aspects of creating a film. So this way I can learn about each aspect and really take my time and do it the way I like to. And I'm very happy to say that owning my own film production company and being an auteur of my own films allows me that luxury to be able to do that.
Sounds like you'll get to hear some pretty interesting Cortez stories soon.
Yes, I can't wait, actually. I'm really excited to hear what some of these youths have to say.
Jennifer Pickford is running two workshops for the youths, Acting for the Camera and Be the Media, both at Manson's Hall.
Lonnie Taylor, CKTZ News, Cortez Island. CKTZ News is brought to you by the Local Journalism Initiative, the program funded by Heritage Canada and administered through the Community Radio Fund of Canada.